What do you think? Do you think subscribing to diet culture is an addiction? And if you have been a part of diet culture, do you feel like an addict? Irregardless of your answer, I will be sharing with you how what you are feeling when it comes to food and body actually tells you if you have hit diet rock bottom or not. And P.S., be sure to tune in order to hear how I once felt like the coyote in The Roadrunner about ready to run off of a cliff because of a breadstick. So I know it sounds like a spiral of an episode potentially, but I promise you don't want to miss this one. Welcome to the Love Your Food, Love Yourself, Love Your Life podcast. I am Tammy, your fun-loving and often quirky host. I have been a dietitian for close to 20 years where I've helped countless women transform not only their relationship with food, but more importantly, themselves. I believe to my core that as you start peeling back the layers to loving your food and yourself, you end up loving your life like never before. And now is the time, my friend. It is time to break up with diet culture, shift your current stories, rev up your internal wisdom, and recognize that every body, regardless of size, not only deserves dignity and respect, but can be healthy because your habits and how you love on yourself is truly what matters. In this podcast, we have real conversations about struggles, insecurities, and false beliefs with loving ourselves and each other through the lens of curiosity, anti-judgment, intuitive eating, spirituality, journaling, and a heaping dose of laughter. Maybe some tears, but always a whole lot of realness. Hey friends, how are you doing today? Tammy here. And I am really excited for this episode because here's the thing. I sat down and I thought, I'm going to do a little bit of reading to prep for this episode. And I started reading one line. Literally, that is all that I read was one line, and then everything else just started coming out like a faucet in terms of making notes and prepping and organizing my thoughts for you all. And so here's what I was reading. I was reading the very first line of chapter 6, which is titled Principle 1, Reject the Diet Mentality. In the fourth edition of the book, Intuitive Eating, A Revolutionary Anti-Diet Approach. This line states, if you are like most clients we see, the idea of not dieting or following some food rules can be scary. That was the line that I read. And I stopped for a minute and I thought, oh, you know what? While it is true that letting go of the food rules and the musts and the shoulds can be scary or maybe just a little uneasy, I will add that most of the women I talk with have moved past scared or worried and right into hopelessness because they have hit diet rock bottom and they can't see a way out. They are mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted far more than they are scared. They have no idea what to do, but they do know there must be a better way, and they are just so done with the noisy chatter in their mind that they're almost willing to try anything. But definitely doesn't want to have it feel like anything they've done before. So I'm curious, do you relate to this? And if you already know that you relate to this, you don't even really need to finish this episode, except for maybe listen in for what to do about it. But here's the thing. So often, the women that I speak with don't even know where they're at, just like I didn't. They don't know that they are at, quote, diet rock bottom. And that is why I'm sharing this episode today. There are really strong indicators while there are also sometimes softer indicators, but I'm going to share about both of them and just really my observations. And so you can decide what stands out to you of whether it's a strong indicator or more of a softer indicator. So just sit back and listen. Now, here's the thing. Some people hang out just above the surface of the bottom. But once they realize they are falsely hanging out just above that bottom point, they surrender completely so that they can then start to go back up and climb their way out, and they can start to see that path. But oftentimes, that path and figuring out that way out doesn't happen until just the surrendering and just saying, right, I surrender, not give up, right, but just I surrender to what it is that I need to surrender to. Before we talk more about how to know if you have hit diet rock bottom, let's first talk about the difference between diet and dieting. So just to clear the air, I know I have repeated this in the past, but it's important enough that it's worth repeating. Some people think that dieting is only when you're going on a specific plan like keto, intermittent fasting, WW, or previously known as Weight Watchers, or something like that. While that is all definitely considered dieting, the simple definition is when someone restricts themselves to small amounts or certain kinds of food in order to lose weight, or AKA attempt to control their body size, reducing it, or maybe keeping it a certain size. So you see, you don't even have to be on the pursuit of weight loss. It's more a pursuit of holding the standard body, whether you're within the thin ideal standard body currently or you're not. It's the pursuit of having it, keeping it, or obtaining it through basically altering food somehow or some way. Okay, so that's really actually what dieting means. And when we say the word diet, that just actually means what someone is consuming on a day-to-day basis. So that's just whatever it is that you're eating. That's technically your diet. And then dieting is more so the desire to keep or change the body through basically use of food. Okay, so I mention this because sometimes when people talk to me about their food and body history, they will tell me that they don't fit the mold of trying this fad diet and then that fad diet, or vice versa. And here's the thing, I was exactly the same way. I didn't do traditional diets for the most part. Now, I did try a few, and I could say I failed miserably, but really they failed me. And I just thought, oh, I'm going to quote unquote do this the right way. And so I fell a lot more into counting the calories and exercise and trying the traditional wellness ways, right? But it doesn't matter what foods or diets you have had or not had, you were all truly the same because of how we, as a society, have been impacted by diet culture. Diet culture dictates that only certain size bodies are acceptable. Certain foods have more morality, and we must strive to achieve both of those. We must strive for the standard body and to eat the quote-unquote good foods, right? Otherwise, we are never worthy of happiness or health. And just this notion alone is what will continuously push you towards whatever it is Diet Rock Bottom looks like for you, if you're not already there. So I guess you could say it is really diet culture rock bottom, but that is a mouthful. So we will just stick with diet rock bottom because that rolls off of my tongue much better. But in summary of this very, very long introduction, if you are human, you can experience a diet rock bottom. And I will add that diet rock bottom does not look or feel the same for everyone. So what I share today or tonight or whenever you're listening is a very large generalization from my combined years of experience and professional knowledge. All right, so let's get started on discovering how you can know if you have hit diet rock bottom. I already shared one way, and I'm curious, did you catch it? It's so simple, but yet hard to catch, because if this is you, you are exhausted. And you are so exhausted, you barely have the energy to take a step back and reflect upon how you're feeling. I get it. I spent years in exhaustion mode or land or what have you. I was simply surviving, making it by. I was just exhausted from not only all of the unhappiness with my body and just was emotionally shut off completely. And I just had a lot of things going on in life because I filled my life up oftentimes so I didn't have to feel. And this created just kind of this whirlwind of exhaustion. And so this is exhaustion, but there's also this other type of exhaustion where it's just, I can't try to do anything again. I cannot count another calorie, or I cannot go on to another diet plan. And I know I hear this a lot of time in our group coaching program. I hear people say things like, I cannot log another food, right? I hear this frequently. And then once they get into it and they discover more about what your intuitive life journal is, they say, oh, yes, I can actually do that. So we'll do a whole episode just on the, yes, I can log foods and have it be an enjoyable experience. But if you're in diet rock bottom, the thought of logging a food or counting a calorie or just anything, you're just exhausted and you're thinking, I just cannot do this. Now, the feeling of exhaustion may not stand out to you as much as your self-talk. So again, what you may hear yourself saying is something like, nothing will ever work, or I doubt this intuitive eating thing could actually help me, or why bother doing anything? I'm just going to end up blank. You know, you fill in the blank here. All of these types of statements likely lead to a feeling of exhaustion or even powerlessness, right? And this indicator of powerlessness is oftentimes a great indicator that you might be at diet rock bottom or very close. So take a minute to really absorb that and say, okay, is that me? Am I saying things like that? Do I feel like that? You know, really take this opportunity as you're listening to really reflect upon this and decide for yourself, is this true for me? Because I definitely don't know what your truth is. I just know how to share what your truth may be and then you get to decide, okay? Another type of self-talk to be on the watch out for is something like this, where you're catching yourself saying, something has to change or else. Or I would do anything to magically make my body perfect. Or I would give up anything if I could just not care about food anymore. I have even seen some statistics, and I believe it was in the book Beauty Sick, but don't quote me on that. But there were statistics in there talking about how a really high percentage of women would be willing to give up one of their limbs, meaning an arm or a leg, in order to magically be at the standard ideal body weight. And I want to say it was 67%. Now, I didn't plan on talking about this, so I didn't research that number, so don't take that for verbatim. But it was a really surprisingly high number, but also not surprisingly, right? Because these things can feel awful, absolutely awful. And if you're finding yourself thinking in that way, or, you know, talking to yourself, or even talking to friends, right, that the something has to change or else, these thoughts likely evoke a feeling of desperation. And so while I don't wish this feeling upon anyone, the desperation of I'd be willing to give up a limb in order to have my body the right size, I desperately don't want someone to be feeling like that. However, the good news is that generally speaking, when someone feels like this, they are willing to seek support. And oftentimes, support is what's needed to crawl out of the bottom barrels of diet culture, and especially if you're feeling desperate or powerlessness, support is going to be one of the best ways to help kind of move through that in a very calm and gentle way, of course. But when someone is experiencing the desperateness that is generally speaking, when someone is willing to get support, but here's the caveat to the desperation of where it flips and it's maybe not as great, but this is where diet culture really gets us, right? It's because they really dive into this idea of the desperation and they say, we've got the fix for you. We know you're desperate. We know you'll try anything, even if it seems very unreasonable, such as, I don't know, I'm not even going to actually bring up an example because there's so many, I'm just going to say it, wackadoodle things out there that, yeah, I mean, and I've done some of the wackadoodle things, okay? So I'm making no judgment here. I'm just saying that this is where diet culture, they know how we're feeling, right? And so they come in and they say, I have the solution for you. And they, you know, make it look really lucrative. And so you might be tempted to say, okay, I'll just do it again, right? But anyhow, if you are taking some time to listen to this podcast, again, I want you to take a moment here to even pause if you need to. And again, check in with yourself and say, do I resonate with this? Do I feel like I have feelings of desperation? Have I had these wish upon a magic stars feelings about my body and food? Do I feel like just something has to change or else? Really take some time to just think about that and see, do you align with it? And you may or may not, and that's okay. But I do invite you to really allow this to absorb into you rather than just listening to it and being kind of distracted and saying, oh, maybe something will stand out in this episode, right? I spill my heart and my soul into really delivering some messages for you so that it can help you, right? I really want to help and be of service and to help you out of the barrel, okay? Help you out of the diet rock bottom, help you out of wherever it is that maybe you can't even see. That's fully my purpose. So I do, again, invite you to take the time to just let this absorb in, see what resonates, see what doesn't, and then decide afterwards, say, okay, this is what I'm going to try on. All right. So getting off of that tangent, I wanted to mention, last but not least, as we're talking about self-talk and assessing whether you are in diet rock bottom or not, you might be surprised that even if you find yourself completely rejecting diet culture to the best of your ability, you could still be in diet rock bottom. And this is especially if you are experiencing any amount of grief, which can really, really be a very normal part of body acceptance. Because body acceptance often begins with grieving the thin ideal. So again, you may not notice yet you are in the grieving process, but what you may notice is yourself saying something like, okay, so I've given up diet culture, but now what? Or I've also heard things like, okay, I'm not going to do that, but what am I supposed to do now, right? What can I replace this with? This is a very normal brain response, to let you know. This is super normal. And this can even maybe feel like confusion. And there might be a level of curiosity or wonder, you know, maybe happening there. But ultimately, it's kind of this pot almost of stirring emotions. And as you start to peel back the layers of body acceptance, you may notice that you want to go into denial, which can lead again to temptations to go back into diet culture. And I can't even tell you how many times I have heard, I just need to figure out my weight or my health first, and then I'll do this intuitive eating thing. And while my heart is always super sad for that person, I do respect their journey. And I will offer reminders of the harm of diet culture if they ask. But if they don't ask, then I just respect where they're at. And I know that this can be a part of the journey, and it may not happen overnight where somebody goes through the grief process. Another part of the grief process that may come up is that you may experience anger for falling prey to diet culture, which can highly activate the diet rebel. And you might find yourself saying, never dieting again. And that can sometimes come along with never eating salad again. I know that was me for a while. And it can be, I'm going to eat all the cookies I want, right? And this is perfectly normal. You're allowed to be a diet rebel, and you're completely allowed to be angry. Just don't forget, this is not your fault. You did not make a conscious choice to get started into the reins of diet culture. You were roped in, okay? And being angry can also sometimes help guide you towards what it is that you value and what it is that's important to you. So definitely pay attention to that. Values is a big part of what I teach in our coaching program. And it's not something that's podcast shareable because there's a lot of back and forth that needs to happen with that lesson. Just know that if you are experiencing anger, and this is whether it has to do with food or body or not, it's going to tell you something about what it is that you value in this world. So, okay, those are some really solid examples of thoughts that you may have while being close or in diet rock bottom, and some of the common feelings. Again, I say these are common because I can't begin to say this is how it is for every single person, because every single person is very unique. And as you can imagine, diet rock bottom can happen over time. And often there is a hair that breaks the diet camel's back. At least that is how it worked for me. My diet rock bottom moment happened when I was sitting in an Olive Garden feeling like I was salivating over the breadsticks I couldn't have. Not feeling like, I was salivating over the breadsticks I couldn't have. I can recall sitting there feeling like my face was literally pressed upon the table. It was like I was hunched over and my side of my face was down on the table looking, not really looking, intently staring at every granule on the bread and the butter and the garlic. And I wanted that breadstick so much. I can still almost taste the feeling, so much so that I am salivating right now as I'm sharing this. And I had no idea what anyone was talking about, because all I could think about was not being able to have the breadstick that I wanted so desperately. This moment came for me after years of demotionalizing food and counting calories to only abandon that because it didn't work one way or another, attempting many different workout plans, and then diving into functional holistic medicine, really in the name of health, which is what finally completely spun me off. I was removing a type of food in the name of health, but let's get real here. Part of that was the thinking of, oh, if I do this, my body will also change and finally, quote unquote, be better, right? It'll be the right size. And in this moment at Olive Garden, this is when the full gravity of the weight around food fell on my shoulders. I felt absolutely crazy and cannot even tell you anyone I was with, what we may have been there for, or anything else. All I can recall is that moment. It felt like a swirl of all of those emotions I previously mentioned, all just wrapped up into this tiny little bow that was really like a breadstick sitting in front of me. And just, it was almost like my entire food and body experience and everything just was flashing in front of my eyes. In this moment, it was like time froze. And all I could think is, I can't take this anymore. This feeling was so unbelievably overwhelming. My body and every cell was literally screaming, I cannot do what I have been doing. Now, it could have been partly biological hunger, but it was really the deprivation of not being able to have that food and telling myself I couldn't have it and it wasn't supposed to have it. And just, it made me crazy. It was, let's just say, my food experience was no longer a smooth road. And I think over time for me, it had kind of turned to more of a dirt road. And then it became a road where you needed this, you know, more of like a big, huge four-wheeler to make it down. You know, not a regular car is going to be able to drive down it, to where there just wasn't a road anymore. I mean, I literally felt like the coyote in Roadrunner, where if you keep going, you fall off the cliff and splat down below, right? And my face was splat down on the tablecloth, looking at the breadsticks, smelling them, imagining them, and telling myself to be strong. All the while, my gut was churning from distress. My hormones were wreaking havoc from the stress response I was experiencing. And then who knows what or how much I ate to attempt to satisfy that breadstick. And I don't even know if it was at the restaurant or once I got home or what it was, but I can just remember that moment. And that is when I decided I couldn't do what I was doing the way I was doing it. And I did need to get support to find my way out of what I called the abyss, which I now know is diet rock bottom. And this is why I am so passionate about supporting others and not going at it alone. But I also know how hard it can be to ask for help. I mean, here's the thing. There was almost this pride factor of, oh, I've been a dietitian already for X amount of years, and I'm supposed to already know how to handle these things. But yet here I am needing help. And this just added a whole other layer. But again, you know, as humans, we were meant to be in community, right? And so this is why the feeling of desperation can really serve us, because when we get into some of these lower vibration feelings, it can really guide us towards, hey, this is what we need. So again, these emotions are just signals saying, you need something, my friend. Okay. So I was going to mention this earlier, but then I just got to chatting about all the things I had wrote down that I wanted to share with you. But I'm curious, were you thinking that the rock bottom term is most frequently used in terms of alcoholism or other drug addictions? And if so, I want to set the record clear, if I haven't done so already, but hitting rock bottom happens with every type of mental health challenge. So struggling with how you think and feel about your food and your body can also lead you to that feeling of rock bottom. This is very normal if you're experiencing this. And even if you're thinking, I don't really resonate with much of this, that's also normal. Okay. Everything that you all are experiencing is normal. But, you know, I mention this because dieting, again, meaning someone who's restricting or attempting to restrict themselves to small amounts of food or certain kinds of food in order to attempt to control their body, is really, this is nothing other than an addiction or part of an addiction, which is actually just a habit. And if you've been around myself or my biz bestie, Beth, at any point in time, you know that we love to talk about habits, okay? I'm pretty sure we have several episodes on that. If you want to know which ones those are, feel free to reach out to me. But I wanted to offer this comparison today to demonstrate why you often need to hit your diet culture rock bottom before you can likely break out of diet culture completely. Otherwise, you may continue to still have one toe in or one foot in or something of that nature. So here's the thing. I know it may be bold to call subscription to diet culture an addiction, but it is from a very brain-based perspective. So your subconscious brain picks up habits and routines for survival, which again, we've talked about in many other episodes. And you have picked up being part of diet culture. So the more you do something, the more your brain reinforces it. And this in lies the term addiction, right? So when your brain is reinforcing something, it's basically saying, I want the same thing you've already been giving me, right? It's addicted to that. So just like with any other addiction, you must hit the point where you recognize just how much damage this has caused in your life, your relationships, and most importantly, in your own self-worth. And you declare enough is enough, and you're ready to do something about it. Again, this is not from a point of blame. This is from a point of responsibility and saying, I'm going to do something about this. I didn't know before what I didn't know, but now I know. So I'm going to do something about it. And so if you're wondering where you fall within this, ask yourself, does being subscribed to diet culture give you a false sense of doing something, maybe? Or maybe does it give you a feeling of inclusion? These are very real things, right? Again, when you're in diet culture and surrounded by diet culture, there can be diet bonding happening. And if you decide to not do that, you may no longer be included. And if your brain is used to being included, it can feel challenged to want to go the other way. So if you can find that it is still doing something for you, then you likely have not hit diet rock bottom. And it doesn't mean that you have to wait to start working on rejecting diet culture and adopting a more loving and supportive, nourishing practice with your food and your body. I'm just letting you know you're likely not fully at diet rock bottom. But again, you get to decide. And it may just be that you can't see what you can't see. And this can be coming from a place of protection or protecting yourself from seeing what you can't see, which again is completely and totally reasonable. So if you're saying, you know what, actually, I think I'm good. I'm all right. I'm not at diet rock bottom. I've got this. There could be some protection happening. And if you have blinders on, you can stay there just above the surface of the bottom, kind of falsely, but you can stay there and you'll stay there in protection mode. And I don't recommend actually looking any deeper without support. I really don't recommend diving deeper without community, without support. But if you are ready to explore a little bit deeper, get really curious and ask yourself, is how I think and feel about food and my body helping me to have improved relationships with my loved ones? Or am I actually quite distanced, standoffish, and I definitely won't leave the lights on for any intimate moments? Is that where you're at? Or do you walk around feeling great about yourself or panicky when it comes to food, your body, or what others think of you? And so asking yourself these types of self-reflections in terms of, is it this or that, is going to let you know, are you more closer to the bottom of diet rock bottom, or are you a little bit closer to the top? Again, not a right or a wrong answer, or a right place to be or a wrong place to be. This is all just about discovery of where it is you might be and what it is that you need. So when you ask yourself these questions, your habit brain will be forced to start bringing in new awareness about your experience. And with support, you can gently start to release what you've known for so long. And it is seriously never too early to get support. You don't have to be at the bottom of the bottom to reach out for support. So I think I have gone through enough things for today's episode. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a few transformational takeaways. I thought about giving just one transformational takeaway like I normally do, but for this episode, I decided I'm going to give you a few just to wrap this up and seal this up into a new little package for you. So here are your transformational takeaways. Pay attention to your self-talk. This will tell you where you are on your road to rock bottom. Here's the next one. There is no one size fits all when it comes to what diet rock bottom looks like for you. But simply because you are human and have been a victim of diet culture, you are very susceptible to being at diet culture rock bottom. Here's another one. Having a breakdown is sure to help you have a breakthrough. So allow your emotions and allow your emotions to guide you towards what it is that you need. If you are like most people, you may not be open to listening to advice until you've hit rock bottom. Generally, this is because people like to think they can work out their own life, or maybe if they just read a book, they can figure it out themselves. This is understandable as you are a brilliant and magnificent human being, and you have maybe been successful in other areas of your life, such as raising a human, starting a business, getting a degree, or so many other things I could mention. But this is a broken strategy, and there is no shame in asking for help. And last one, last but not least, once women do seek help to really break out of diet culture, they will discover aspects of their way of living, feeling, and thinking that they never would have realized alone. All right, that's it for today. Much love, my friends. Thank you so much for taking precious time out of your day to connect here. You listened because there is some part of you that is interested in learning to love your food, love yourself, and love your life. But if you're like most women, you have already been down this road before, wishing, hoping, and wanting for something to finally actually work, but things don't change. That being said, if you're committed to creating long-term change, then whatever you do, consider joining our brand new Uplift community. It's a private and safe Facebook community where you're supported by peers and two professional dietitians and intuitive eating counselors. Again, thank you so much for being here. Much love.